Welcome to In Plain Sight, Jeremy from Kentucky on Republic Broadcasting Network, your Monday night broadcast here on republicbroadcasting.org. Go there, smash that donate button, send much needed fundage. You can mail your check or money order in to Republic Broadcasting Network. Make it RBN, the letters RBN. Mail it to 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can call in your donation to 1-800-724-2719, extension 3, and PayPal is up and running as usual. So please send much-needed fundage. Keep free speech alive. Covering the articles pertinent to you tonight on your Monday night, first of all, we're going to look at a new level of white power, according to the Australian Prime Minister. Australian Premier says U.S. white supremacists are tricking the Aborigines into not taking the vax. That's right, U.S. white supremacists. This is from 10 News First. Harmful misinformation sent to the indigenous communities by white supremacists. Premier Mark McGowan has expressed his disgust over the discovery that American white supremacist groups are targeting Aboriginal communities with misinformation regarding the COVID-19 vaccine. I would just pause here and say that most so-called white supremacist groups are against the vax. So if they're giving out information about not taking the vax, then that means they don't want the black Aboriginals to take the vax, which would be deadly for them. I'm not sure where they're going with this, but from an RT article, Russia Today, the Premier of Western Australia has suggested that US-based white supremacist groups may be to blame for low COVID vaccination rates among Aboriginals, claiming that the indigenous community has been targeted with anti-vax propaganda. Okay, so their take on this is the vax is good, and the vax will help these Aborigines and these white supremacists, because they hate the hue of the skin, are trying to convince the blacks not to take the vax, even though most white, pro-white, whatever groups are against the vax. It's still a little bit confusing, but if you just go with the logic here of blame everything on whites and call white people supremacists and terrorists, even when some rando messed up kid shoots up a school in Michigan, it's white supremacist terrorist. That's what it is. If you just chuck everything in that bin, then you can pretty much figure out the system and how they think. And I think that's what they're doing here. Going on with the article, there's been some misinformation provided to Aboriginal people from people who do not have their best interest at heart. This is according to Western Australia Premier Mark McGowan. He told this to reporters on Thursday, adding that he had heard from one Aboriginal person who said that white supremacist groups are sending information to Aboriginal people that they shouldn't get vaxxed. Now, the suspicion is these white supremacist groups out of America wouldn't be happy if bad outcomes occurred to the health of Aboriginal people. They wouldn't be happy if bad outcomes occurred. That's the problem we face. That doesn't make any sense whatsoever. This is me talking here. McGowan is really talking in circles. He's, I guess, trying to put forth the thesis that whites want the blacks to be unhealthy and that they wouldn't be unhappy if bad outcomes occurred. Okay. They wouldn't be unhappy. So they would be happy if bad outcomes did occur. But you get bad outcomes from taking the vax. See, none of this makes sense. Just blame white people. That's what makes sense to these people. All right. McGowan warned that white supremacists were seeking to harm Aboriginal people and urged the indigenous community to listen to the experts, quote-unquote, when it came to vaccines. Some 75% of West Australia's population of 2.6 million is fully vaccinated, according to local media, though the rates among Aboriginals continue to lag in the 30% range. You know why? That's because white Westerners, about 50% of them, are all falling for this nonsensical vax, this deadly jab. And black people, the more primitive they are, it seems like the more that they understand that this is not good and they don't want it. Aboriginals, the Africans, South Africans, even the black American population don't want this vax, and they're having a lot of trouble getting blacks to take it. So, therefore, blame white people. I think I see the logic now. The logic, yes, is coming into view, and it's very clear. They can't get the blacks to take the vax, so it's white people's fault because of racism. Well, now it makes perfect sense. I'm glad that we figured that out. Speaking of blaming white people, you know the Michigan shooting where this messed up teenage boy finally flipped out over probably all kinds of pressures that were put on him? Finally flipped out and just shot up his classmates. Well, this is because of white terrorism too. It's not just some rando shooting. And let's completely ignore all of the black kids that are shooting each other up in Chicago. Let's focus on this Michigan kid and arrest his parents and charge them with degrees of homicide. Michigan authorities, this is from CNN.com, Michigan authorities execute a search warrant at the home of the man accused of helping the alleged school gunman's parents. So, there's the kid that flipped out, there's the parents who enabled the kid, and there's another man, a third party here, has been accused of helping. All right. Authorities executed a search warrant Monday at the home of the man who helped Ethan Crumbly's parents before they were arrested. Oakland County Undersheriff Michael G. McCabe told this to CNN. The man's name that helped the parents out is Andrek Zikora, 65. Being cooperative, McCabe said that he and his attorney, Clarence Doss, voluntarily went into the Oakland County Sheriff's Office, where Sikora was interviewed for 90 minutes on Monday. Sikora has not been charged with a crime. So Sikora is the man who has helped the parents of the shooter. The shooter is Ethan Crumbly. So the Crumblies, who are being charged, by the way, and being held on, like, I don't know, $500,000 bail. It's craziness. So there's another man that's involved with this. By the way, the state attorney is going after also the school for not seeing the warning flags that this kid could have been dangerous. So going on, Crumbly's parents, James and Jennifer Crumbly, were due to attend an arraignment on Friday. Their failure to appear led authorities to search for the couple, who were found in an industrial building in nearby Detroit on Saturday. So remember, Friday, we thought these two, like, jumped and just flew the country. We didn't know where they were. But they were in Detroit, and they said they were just trying to avoid the press. But anyway, they're back now to face the arraignment. Das told CNN on Sunday that his client knew the Crumblies were using his workspace. Ah, the plot thickens. So the Crumblies hid out in this third party's workspace, this dude with a weird name, Adrezeg Sikora. Sikora is what we're going to call him. Crumbly's parents hid in Sikora's workspace. Got it. But Sikora didn't know what was really going on and didn't know the couple had active warrants when they were discovered and subsequently arrested. Sikora got roped into it, Das said, but he declined to say why he allowed the couple to stay in the workspace or provide additional details on their relationship, other than to say he knew them, but not well. Ethan Crumbly, 15 years old, is accused of fatally shooting four classmates and wounding several others at Oxford High School last week. His parents were charged with four counts of involuntary manslaughter in the same incident, CNN has reported. All three have pleaded not guilty. Can you imagine if every parent of every teenage black boy in Chicago was charged with four counts of involuntary manslaughter? court system would be bogged down. I just want to point out the hypocrisy of this. I think it's absolutely horrible that this messed up little brat walked into the school and shot up his classmates. Obviously, his parents didn't teach him gun safety or the value of human life. But it is not legal to charge his parents, really. At 15 years old, you should know how to handle a gun. You know whether you're going to kill someone or not. You know whether you want to engage in sexual activity or not. This kid knew what he was doing. And as a matter of fact, I default to the Bible and the Old Testament. You know, never would the parents be put to death because their son committed murder, no matter what age. As a matter of fact, if a son was targeted early on as being disrespectful to his parents, they would just put the kid to death, like before he got to this point. So our justice system fails on many levels. But what I want to mention, you know, maybe you could make the case, well, maybe you should charge the parents. That case could be made. But what I want to mention is the hypocrisy of going all out on this white family when you don't do the same thing with black families in Chicago, New York, Compton, you name it, who enable their kids, who give them weapons, and who encourage gang violence. That's the hypocrisy that I want to point out. Right, I'm not advocating for any type of shooter. Now, what's the solution? Perhaps teachers should be armed in these schools. I mean, number one, I'm against public schools, period. I'll not have my children in public schools, but they are a thing, and we got to have a solution for all of these millions of kids that are in the public school system. What if the teachers were armed? You know, what if it was just the Wild Wild West? And all teachers were armed, and maybe even just arm all the students. Hey, why not? Since we're going Wild Wild West. What if three or four responsible students were armed when this kid started to open fire, and they just pulled their six shooters and went to town on this kid? Probably could have saved those lives. Of course, you would have pretty much the Wild Wild West of schools, but I mean, would it be any worse than it is now? What you would have is basically the bad guys would be gunned down before they could really do anything if everybody in the school was armed. Let's do it. If we're going to have public schools, let's just arm everybody. Let's make it a war zone. I hope you guys are catching my sarcasm because I am laying it on very thick. And speaking of white supremacists, did you know there was a big white supremacist rally over the weekend in D.C.? I didn't until I checked out the news. It's according to the Daily Beast. White supremacists stage a bizarro rally in downtown D.C., find themselves stranded. Washington, D.C., a group of white supremacists stormed through the downtown Washington, D.C. on Saturday evening, bearing American flags and mildly menacing plastic shields while marching to the beat of a snare drum down the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. Hey, look at that. You're a white supremacist if you carry an American flag. I'm glad they're openly like stating what they believe here. After chanting aggressively about their plans to reclaim America, quote-unquote, their intended show of force stalled spectacularly when they lost their ride. While the group had marched through the city with threatening chants about their plan to reclaim America, by the end of the night, it was not even clear how they intended to reclaim their U-Haul. The rally by more than 100 members of the Patriot Front group, held just blocks from the White House, sparked fear among many bystanders and immediately attracted the attention of law enforcement, who showed the group to forestall They shadowed the group to forestall any conflict. Members wore a uniform of white gaiters, sunglasses, blue jackets and khaki pants, brown boots and hats. Some donned plastic shin guards, seeming to anticipate violence. As Patriot Front leader Thomas Rousseau spoke beside the Capitol reflecting pool, bystanders booed. Asked about the reason for the march, Rousseau said, "Our demonstrators are an exhibition of our unified capability to organize to show our strength, not as brawlers or public nuisances, but as men capable of illustrating a message and seeking an America that more closely resembles the interests of its true people." So I don't know a lot about Patriot Front. I don't think that they're feds. I'm sure there's feds that have infiltrated them. But they seem to have done something legitimate here. They did a flash mob protest where Antifa and the left didn't have any knowledge of them doing this, so they could not plan any violence. And so the media, of course, is trying to smear them. But, I mean, how horrible. I mean, the media is calling them white supremacists. They're carrying an American flag. Oh, wow. They're at the Capitol carrying an American flag. How terrorist that is. They're seeking an America that more closely resembles the interests of its true people. Well, I mean, you could say that about 70 million people that voted for Trump in the hoaxed election. They were seeking an America that more clearly resembles the interests of the true people. And so this Patriot Front, I mean, if they're legit, then kudos to them. And I really hate it that the media is trying to slam them like this. Anyway, going on with this Beast article, at the end of the night, the march ended in a logistical anticlimax. No arrests were made at the Arlington Memorial Bridge, where the demonstration wound down. And D.C. Police Lieutenant Jason Bagshaw told the Daily Beast that the cops, some in riot gear, were on the scene simply waiting for people to leave. Well, you know why there was no arrests and no violence? Because they did this spur of the moment. They didn't let anybody know, and therefore the left could not send their little Antifa and BLM foot soldiers down there to make a violent scene. Anyway, that happened over the weekend. I didn't know if any of you ever heard of that. Let's see. When it became clear that more than two dozen members of the so-called white supremacist group could not leave, they were apparently stranded. Members of the group waited in a one-way roundabout to depart in one of the U-Haws they had used to transport themselves for the rally. So these guys missed their ride, and the media is trying to make a big deal out of it, trying to paint them as incompetent and really, really pathetic. Anyway, we're coming up on the first break, and we're going to cover some international news on the other side on In Plain Sight. Skin, yeah, chill me to the bone.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm? And do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
And we are back in plain sight, Jeremy from Kentucky, on your Monday night broadcast. We will be taking your calls live on your Monday night drive in the last half hour of the show, but we got one more article to cover here as America is on the eve of destruction. Jewish pop musician Anthony Blinken again threatens war with China. This is from dailystormer.su, Andrew England writing. The U.S. is continuing its aggressive global harassment campaign against anyone not totally on board with their deranged globalist agenda. The sickening Jew, Anthony Blinken, is now pivoting back and forth daily between threatening Russia and threatening China. It looks like we might start seeing some threats against Iran as well. Exploding, violence flaring, boy, you're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan. From Reuters, U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken told the Reuters next conference on Friday that Chinese leaders should think carefully about their actions towards Taiwan. We're on the eve of destruction. Blinken warned of terrible consequences if China precipitates a crisis across the Taiwan Strait. In an interview, Blinken addressed multiple foreign policy challenges facing the administration of President Joe Biden, that would be Resident Brandon, including faltering efforts to repair the 2015 Iran nuclear deal, Russia's military buildup in Ukraine, and the spring conflict in Ethiopia. I don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Most acute may be China's increasingly aggressive posture toward Taiwan, which Beijing claims as its territory. Taiwan's defense minister has said tensions with China at their worst in more than 40 years, adding that China will be capable of mounting a full-scale invasion by 2025. Asked if China was going to invade Taiwan, Blinken said that would be a potentially disastrous decision, repeating Washington's position that it is resolutely committed to making sure Taiwan has the means to defend itself. China had been trying to change the status quo across the Taiwan Strait in recent years by engaging in provocative military maneuvers and trying to isolate Taiwan from the rest of the world, according to Blinken. I hope that China's leaders think very carefully about this, said Blinken, and about not precipitating a crisis that would, I think would have terrible consequences for lots of people, and one that's in no one's interest, starting with China, said Blinken. Anyway, Penguin writes, it's interesting, it's wacky the way the media just lies. Firstly, virtually the whole world, including the United States, agrees that Taiwan is China's territory. Anyone can find this on a wiki map. Taiwan is not a country. No serious person believes that Taiwan is a country. Not even people who live in Taiwan believe that it is a country. It's absurd and idiotic. It's a lie told to the dumbest people on earth, which are the American peasants. Secondly, China could launch a full-scale invasion of Taiwan in 10 minutes from now, and it would be over in about 90 minutes later. No one in Taiwan is going to take up arms to defend the American occupation of the island. The so-called Taiwanese military would just be like, yeah, nah. At least 60% of the country would cheer for the PRC as liberators. The other 40% would briefly look at whatever the People's Republic of China forces were in the streets, as one would briefly look at a cat chasing a squirrel, and then they would go on about their daily business. Everyone in Taiwan saw the Hong Kong reunification. They know that virtually nothing would change if Beijing, instead of Washington, was the head of their government. Thirdly, no one on earth believes that Taiwan can defend itself from China. That is, again, just something so stupid that only a Jew could say it without blushing. Neither could the U.S. military move enough forces into the region to stop the invasion. That stupid, quisling woman who runs the U.S. occupation of Taiwan would be on TV within an hour, resigning and apologizing to all Chinese people for mean-spirited and disrespectful behaviors and actions. So again, we have our very incompetent, very off-the-rails U.S. government trying to pick a fight with Russia and China, and thinking that they're going to bluff them into submission? Nah. But if the U.S. did do anything so foolish, we would be on the eve of destruction. Hey, we're at the break. We'll be back on the other side with your calls of In Plain Sight. Since you've been gone, there's something I wanna say. Since you've been gone, there's no one taking your place. Since you've been gone, I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk. Real people, because you can handle the truth.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Memory, your lamplight is burning holes. Recover the damage, bring it all home. Follow the breeze, just like a summer song. They stay there forever.
Like the endpoint saw Jeremy on your Monday night, taking your calls live on your Monday night drive. And we have first up Chance from West Virginia. Chance, welcome to the show.
Yes, hello, Jeremy. You know, Jeremy, I'd like to make a suggestion. I was just listening to Don Campbell in the last hour. And his last half hour was an interview with Catherine Austin Fitz, which I recommend all of your listeners listen to, because the reason I bring this up is because now I see finally the problem is that most American people never look behind the curtain and probably won't in the future either. Most points people make on the radio are valid, but they're only chipping away at the edges of everything. Where this is going to end up is the big picture, and that's the kicker. COVID and vaccines were only one method they tried already of many others to probably come if the COVID crap failed. People have to start concentrating on the end result of their Luciferian methods. This is leading to the Great Reset. This should be discussed more, because like I said, if they didn't use this COVID crap to get us there, they'll use something else. That's where this will end up, and it'll be a total hell on earth for everyone. And this is why Don goes outside the box. He looks at all angles, and that's why I listen to him. People only see, unfortunately, what's in front of them. One example is the chemtrails. They look straight ahead, but they don't look up. Where this all is going to end up, Jeremy, is the real horror. And this is the Great Reset, and this will be a total hell for everybody in their lives. It'll be social credit. It'll be you can't go so far from your home. It'll be total hell. So I think more effort should be made by most talk show hosts to talk about the end result of this, because, like I said, they're making valid points, but they're only chipping away at the edges. The horror that's planned is what should be talked about. Maybe that will motivate them a little more. And I'd like your opinion, Jeremy.
Yeah, because you look at an overall view and you have this demonization of the Wyatt family, of the teenage boy who did the school shooting. And, you know, that was a horrible shooting. So let's put that out there. The boy did a horrible act of murder.
Well, of course. But I mean, of course it's horrible. Yes, I agree with you, Jeremy, but the point is this. I think it's time. I'm not saying it's not useful information. Most people will make a call to have useful information, but the point is what we're faced up against. Now, our backs are against the wall, and they have an end game plan. And that's where all this is leading. Even about the boy doing the murdering, they'll use that to their advantage. Everything that is done in current events and daily news is all leading up to the eventual point of what the Luciferians want, and that's the global reset. And they'll use each and every one of these topics to bring it in. And this is what people... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Just going on with your theme... Of stepping back and looking at the 30,000-foot view, you know, this incident that happened in Michigan, you know, the white parents are being targeted, this family's being targeted, and maybe they should be, but look, they're not targeting the families of all the black kids in Chicago and Compton, you know, in L.A. and New York that do murders every day, all weekend. And okay, so part of that great reset, real quick,
yes, sir,
is demonizing white people, and not only demonizing, you know, guns, but demonizing white people. That's part of the great reset. That's all of it.
Exactly. And that's the point I'm making. All these current events, all right, but people are not putting it together unless they know what the ultimate outcome that's planned. See, that's the point I'm making. They only look at it as an anti-white thing, which it is, of course. They're only looking at it as a mask issue, a vax issue, and it's all crap. It's where this is heading to that needs to be exposed. That's the point I'm making. Am I making myself kind of clear to you?
Well, anybody that would go, your point, I think, and you correct me if I'm wrong, anybody that goes against this system is going to be demonized and prosecuted and put into a gulag. Whether it's a white family whose boy did violence, or whether it's people protesting the mask or the vaccine, willing to lose their job, they're putting all of society into this category where you're either for the system or against it.
But Jeremy, according to history, this is how it works. Sure, they'll come for the white people first. Of course, we all know that. But guess what? Then they'll come for the blacks. Then they'll come for the Hispanics. We're all in this together. This is the point I'm making. They want to wipe out the human race. This is genocide. Listen to Catherine Fitz's interview on Don Campbell's show in the last half hour. That put everything into perspective for me. I'm not going to waste my time talking about these masked idiots anymore because they're just screwballs. They're goofballs. I'm not getting no damn vax. I'm not going to talk about all these other things anymore. I'm concentrating on what they have planned for us in the future. And believe me, Jeremy, it's horrible. All these things lead up to it, sure, but that's what we have to keep our eye on. We have to start thinking objectively. Chip is not good. At this point,
good chance you broke it.
Yes, and according to Catherine Austin Fitz, it's horrible. Horrible. Can you hear me?
You broke up just for a minute, just before you mentioned Catherine Austin Fitz.
Yes.
Restate that last point.
According to her, it's a horrible future. If we don't, in other words, we can't fight the little battles. We have to get into the war now.
Yeah, I'll make it a point to listen to Don's show just before mine. I was busy prepping for my show.
I understand. Yeah, I understand. Yeah. But please listen to that, Jeremy, and all the listeners, because that last half hour and that interview, that changed my focus now. Because all this other crap with COVID and masks and vaccines, all you got to say is, hey, kiss my bottom, you know? Go screw yourself. I ain't taking no tests. I ain't getting no back. The point is, look where it's going to eventually lead. This is the reason you have to fight. Because, like I said, COVID and vaxes were only one method they chose to use. If it wasn't that, they would use something else. It's where they end, where they plan to take us in the end is what we should be concerned about. And that should be a reason enough to fight. With that, Jeremy, thank you for taking my call, and God bless you now.
Thank you, Chance. Yeah. It is a global police state. That's the infrastructure that they're laying right now, for the infrastructure for a global police state. And they can just plug in whatever reasons they want to plug in to come down on you. You know, whether it's the anti-white narrative, whether it's COVID or the masks, they have set in place this global police state. So very good points from Chance. Thank you, sir, for your call. Hey, let's move on to Vinny from Indiana. Vinny, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jeremy. Hey, in reference to the case in Michigan where they're trying to charge the parents for manslaughter, I don't know if you heard about what happened in the Aubrey case. The district attorney, her name is Jackie Johnson. She had a grand jury indictment. Here's the headline from the Gateway Pundit. Former Georgia District Attorney Jackie Johnson is facing 5 years in prison for allegedly helping protect Gregory McMichael after his son fairly shot Ahmaud Arbery. So what happened was the father of the man who was holding the shotgun, Gregory McMichael, he contacted this district attorney, Jackie Johnson, because he knew her. He was a law enforcement officer for 30 years. And he asked her about how to handle the case. Well, because this district attorney knew the McMichaels, she was going to have to recuse herself anyway in the case. But now they're trying to hold it against her because she didn't go all out and try to prosecute these guys. And what everybody thought was a straight-up self-defense case, now she's going to face possible prison. This is crazy. Here in central Indiana, Indianapolis, we got these left-wing prosecutors who are letting people out on jail after committing violent crimes with almost no bail, and they're going out and murdering people, and the murder rate in Indianapolis is going through the roof. The McMichaels weren't in danger of hurting anybody else. This is absolutely nuts. I mean, the parents in Michigan, okay, there's probably grounds for a civil negligence case, you know, where they might, you know, have civil charges against them. But, you know, the idea of, you know, making manslaughter charges against them, that seems like a massive overreach in and of itself.
Well, there's a parallel here. There's a parallel. Think about all of the people in the January 6th protests. They're throwing the book at these guys. Like, they're pulling out all the stops, going and trying to figure out ways to prosecute these guys. But yet, think about all of the Black Lives Matter and Antifa that destroyed American cities in the fall of 2020 and even damaged federal buildings. Nothing. Nothing there. The hypocrisy is amazing.
Yeah, the Antifa would either get into a violent crash with somebody one night, the next night they get in a fight with the cops, the next night, and each night they're getting bailed out. And, I mean, this woman, Jackie Johnson, the idea of being a district attorney and simply not doing anything in the case where she couldn't do anything because she knew the McMichaels. I mean, these are elected officials. I mean, we elect people to do... to represent us, okay, we have to live with it one way or the other. You know, we're not throwing these far left wing district attorneys in jail when they let people out and they go out and kill somebody. This is just ridiculous. I mean, the standard. The Marxist Leninist used the term "whom who," meaning that there was no standard. It was basically, everything was basically, to be honest, it was Jewish tribalism. They have no other concept. You know, it's who benefits? Is it our side? Well, we can do whatever we want to do. And this now we have, the ADL has infiltrated all the, Georgia has their own, state FBI. And that has absolutely become totally corrupted. It's just on the same level as the federal FBI.
And then you consider that the Michigan teenage boy is charged with terrorism, you know, whereas the mixed man, he's black and white mixed, that did the Christmas parade murder in, you know, Waukesha. No terrorism charges there. As a matter of fact, it was the vehicles.
He was clearly motivated by a political agenda.
Yeah.
This 15-year-old kid probably had, you know, the parents, I mean, they allowed a kid who had mental health issues and a whole list of problems to have access to a semi-automatic pistol, which I think is nuts. And, like, you know, but there's civil courts and these people will be sued in the bankruptcy and, you know, whatever, you know. And then there may be, negligence charges against them. But, yeah, like you said, if you're going to follow those, whites hold whites to our fellow whites to a different standard. Nobody holds blacks in Chicago or any major city to the same standard. You know, that's just the way it is.
Yeah, can you imagine the civil suits in Chicago and L.A. and New York if parents were held to that same standard of black children that committed murder?
They're buying their teenage kids' drugs, guns, so they can deal drugs to bring money into the house, you know, and they do it all the time. It's just, that's the way it is, you know. Yep. I mean, you got Hispanic gangs, they got the kids prepped. The kids show up at first grade with gang tattoos. They start earning money in the gang when they're, you know, before they have puberty.
And this is something that Chance was bringing out earlier in the call, you know, is that there's a larger issue to be viewed here if you look at it from the 30,000 foot view, is that it's not just about COVID. It's not just about anti-white. It's the whole gambit. It's the whole gambit of this system building a police state to come down on us, where that their rules arbitrarily, you know, rule over us. And that's what we're seeing before our very eyes. No matter whether it's COVID or climate change or this anti-white nonsense of holding a white family to a higher standard legally than they would black families of gangs. It's all in this big gambit of a police state where we real American patriots are going to be oppressed, and they're building some sort of an empire of the elites to come down on us, to crack down.
Yeah, this whole case in Georgia, I mean, it's, you know, it goes all the way back to the Leo Frank case, where basically justice was completely corrupted in a fashion. And, it's a legacy that goes back over 100 years now. And this idea of every district attorney now has to look over their back in case they don't follow a completely racial agenda defined by the ADL is just a nightmare.
Yeah.
Hey,
it is.
I'm going to try to call, we need to talk about Christmas. And I usually, you and Patrick Slattery talk about, you know, Christmas movies or Christmas stuff. And, you know, there's a lot of Jewish filth trying to destroy Christmas, but maybe there's something positive to talk about. There's this phenomenon of all these women Christmas movies of women. They'll watch absolute vile Jewish trash 11 months out of the year. Then 1 month a year, these traditional value kind of Christian Christmas movies that appeal to women, they get huge ratings, but nobody ever talks about it. It's just that we're not going to talk about something positive.
Hang on, Vinny, we got a break. We'll hold you over to the other side and be back on the other side of the break on Airplane Side.
Censorship. TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
Welcome back to the final segment of In Plain Sight. We still have Vinny from Indiana.
Yeah. You
still there, Vinny?
Yeah.
We were just looking at this from a 30,000 foot view. Looking at this from a 30,000 foot view, and I mean, what do you see? Where are we going, and how can we turn this around?
Well, I think we got to look for things when we see things that are potentially positive. We got to take advantage of them, and we got to realize that there's so much censorship right now. You know, you talk about, you know, there's gatekeepers, but there's also little hopes that raise a light, and there's a little bit of gateways, like, you know, like Sean Hannity. He's an ultimate, you know, he's a gatekeeper. You know, somebody on the left, like a Noam Chomsky, he's a gatekeeper, you know. But every once in a while, you know, Tucker Carlson, and there's a lot of people, yeah, they're not entirely gatekeepers. You know, you can get messages through. And when we see something that's positive, like I was mentioning, you know, you know, most of us don't watch normie TV anymore, but you're home over Thanksgiving, you're with your family, and you're watching, you know, you'll have the Dallas Cowboys game on, and, you know, there's a lot of just absolute in-your-face, white replacement, really negative things. But, I noticed things like they're advertising these holiday movies for women. And, you know, it's not something as a guy I would watch, but these are movies directed at women who, you know, their biological reproductive clock is probably half run out, and they want to have a husband, they want to have a family, And these movies try to tell women, because they're traditionally made on the Hallmark Channel, which used to be a Christian channel, and they would tell them, hey, you're not going to find a husband, you know, living a Sex in the City lifestyle in a big city, you know. So these movies always have the woman going back to her hometown or a smaller town, and then she meets somebody who just has a regular job. You know, the guy's a police officer, or he's a fireman, or maybe he's a drywalling and painting contractor. You know what I mean? And if you're going to settle down and have a family, you got to do it now. So these films, you know, they show up and they advertise them during the big football game because they get huge ratings. So women are out there, yeah. Patrick Slattery had a new conversation with Don Advo and Don Black off the record after a Stormfront session, and they were talking about how so many young people, they can't find somebody and get married, and this is a time of year when normally people, you know, most people get engaged around the holidays, and it's so bleak for a lot of young men and young women. But here's something that, you know, the alt-right is it's very male-dominated, and you're not going to get anywhere long-term if it's just a He-Man Woman's Haters Club. Nothing against Andrew Anglin. He makes a lot of good points. But, you know, when we have an opportunity to have a conversation and open things up a little bit, we got to take advantage of it.
Well, point well taken. Thank you, Vinny. I appreciate your call. We're at the end of the show, and always, always good to hear you call in. So,
thank you, Jeremy.
And tomorrow night, I'll be back with the Dynamic Duo to cover the political analysis and the news that is pertinent to you here on In Plain Sight. You guys stay classy, and we'll be back tomorrow night with more show.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, domedan at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.